discussed in the past with Siyata Nishmaya, the well-known Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, Pirkei Mishnah, hey, there were 10 miracles that accompanied Klal Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash. Amongst those miracles was a fascinating phenomenon. Omdim Tzfufim Mishtachim Revochim. Klal Yisrael could stand sandwiched together. But when it came the Zman of the Shtachavoya, every single person wanted to bow down. They all had their own Dalai Lamas. Every person had his Dalai Lamas, the Gevalda Ganes. Right? So Baron Kodler and his Shalosh Achuvas Mishnas Rabbi Aaron and Chelek Aleph Simon Yud Gimel. He's talking the Lakewood Rosh Hashiva about the Tikkun Gadol that Chazal were Mesakein, Sugyon Meseches Sukkah. By the Simchas Beis Shoeva, but Agav, he says, Agav, the Arena Mahachi, we're talking about the Simcha inside the Beis HaMikdash. Allow me to share a Ha'ara, an insight pertaining to the Nes of Om Nimitzvufa Mishtachim Revochim. All right, so Baron, everybody walks away from this mission and says, Gavaldik, when it came time to bow down, every person had his own Dalai Lamas, had his adequate space. But don't ignore, Be'etzim, it was a Nes B'toch Nes. All right, so Baron, Nes Godahu Gamash Om Nimitzvufim. How are they even all fitting in there? Even the stand sandwiched, squeezed in like sardines. How could the Mokum itself be Machs? All those people, Lamaila Meir Shoris Hativis, Haribus Baman, the tens of thousands of people you had. It was a Nes B'toch Nes that to be Shas Nishtachavoya, Shahayim is Vadim, Hayerevach Shadal and Abbas, Beinechel Chavero, Avalanesha Yamokum Achzikam. That we saw Beinino Mamish. What happened when Klal Yisrael came up to be Makriv, to Shecht and be Makriv, to come and Pesach Ben Amayim? Every person had to stand by his Korban. The width of the Ezos Yisrael was a mere Yud Aleph Amos. Had you fit all those tens of thousands of people? And you needed adequate space for the Pesach Matzvah and for the Avodah. The Chulei. All right, so Baron, it was a Nes B'toch Nes. Even how you fit those people in to begin with. Then not only were they able to fit, but when it came the Zaman of the Shtachavoya, that was a Nes B'toch Nes, and they all had space. What is this idea? Explains the Maral and Derech Chaim and Ovis, and they were Lamala Min HaMakom. This whole Musud of being Lamala Min HaMakom, not being confined to the parameters and dimensions, the limitations of space, it was all throughout the Beis HaMikdash, Om Nitzvim Mishtachim Revochim, and it emanated from what? From the Mokom Ha'oran itself, the Luchas and Shivri Luchas, Menachas Baran, the same way Megillah, the Afiyudim and Beis, the Mokom Ha'oran, Ha'oran, Eino Tofes Mokom, Eino Min Amida, it didn't fit. The Mokom HaToyro is Be'etzem Lamayla Min Ateva. It's Lamayla from Omusogi HaMokom. Memela, through that explains the Maral, that created a lamailam in a mokom in the entirety of the Beis HaMikdash itself. If you were standing there, Om Nitzvufim Mishtachim Revochim, granted, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there wouldn't even be a musik of Om Nitzvufim. It's so lamailam in a mokom. And the mokom Azora, you were squashed, but how you fit there itself was a miracle. And then when it came to the Zaman HaShtachavoya, Gevaldik even more, and we have the famous Hezbar of the Baal HaTanya, in his Siddur, in the Siddur HaTanya, where he says, what's the idea? The idea is that when you're Mishtachim and you're Machnia yourself to the Eibishter, you're Mavalta Yerotzen to the Rotzen Abore, if every Yid is bowing down and you're Machnia Mavalta Yerotzen to the Rotzen Abore, then there's space for everybody. Then you have all the space that you need. But if you're standing tall and erect and you're not willing to be Machnia yourself, then yes, there'll be space, but it'll be Om Mitzvufim. You're still going to feel squashed. But if you want to go and be Machnia and be Mavalta Yerotzen to the Rotzen Abore, Zog the Balatanya, then everyone will have Dalin Amos to himself, nothing at all to worry about. So this is a musig of Lamailam and Amoko, in a similar manner, how the Mokum Aurin itself was Eina Tufis Mokum, it was Lamailam Mufkulagami from all Musoge, all dimensions of space, all limitations of the world and the realm of Mokum. So too, in the Beis HaMikdash, on the Tzum Mishtach Revochim Arkadekach, Zog the Maral, that it extended to Yerushalayim Arkadosh, where the Tana can go on and explain. They all La'ama Adam lo'matzosi makom lolim b'Yishalayim. And nobody ever said that I didn't have a place to sleep. There was always adequate place to sleep. And the end of the day, you're in Yishalayim. That itself was Noveya from the Makom Ha'orin, from the Beis HaMikdash. There was always space. Gevaldik. A musag of alamaylam and a makom that we see pertaining to the Mishkan. Melchaira, we had a musag of lamaylam and azman even before that. And the question is, where was the lamaylam and azman? And why was the Lamayla min Hazman something that preceded the Musag of the Lamayla min Hamakom that we only really encountered, was only fully manifest when we had a Mishkan, when we had the Aron? Something that came before L'chaira was a Bechina of the Lamayla min Hazman. Where was that? So let me take you to a machaber. Hilchos Pesach writes the Heiliger Shulchan Aruch and Simit Tofen and Tassin Archayim. And so we're talking based on the Sugyas Simsochim, a Mishnah Daf Memches, v'chulei, never to go in and leave the dough when you're making the matzahs below Esek. Always make sure that someone's involved. Afidu Regecha, never leave the dough unattended even a second. And based on the Tshuvas Arosh, Havachrish and Esaske, Wabotzeg and Eschami Meyadayim, and Yani Chubul O Esek Meyad Yachmitz. Based on the Tshuvas Arosh and Klal Yadalad Zok the Machaber, Paskening the Rosh, don't leave it for a second, 1 second, that you're not occupied with that Esau. It can already become Chometz. I had this Chus, Baruch Hashem, we had some people from the shul. I went to the Samar Matzah factory today, baking matzahs, involved in the Maisa of baking matzahs, and you see, you gotta be mamish quick. Take it from me out. You can't be Messiah Nas. From the Isa for a second. This Indian listened to an unbelievable horror of Sam Sofer. Writes the Sam Sofer, Moshe Sofer. He says, you see from the Machaber, you see from the Rishonim already, the Rosh, how makpid you have to be when it comes to Zriz and Makdim in the Mitzvah, Bechlal, but Befrat, when it comes to the Inyan of the Matzah, and your Beis Yitzayin and Parshas Bo, Shemartim es HaMatzos, which is the source of Zriz, in the sense, we have the Mechilta, Altakri es HaMatzah, Sala Mitzvah, Smitzvah, Bo, Liyad, Chal, Tach, Mitzvah, and in addition to, Psochem, Davdala, Naman Aleph, Vayashkem, Rabokim, Malam, which is Zriz and Makdim in the Mitzvah. So we discussed in the past the difference between various terminologies in Chazal. We have a Zriz and Makdim in the Mitzvah, we have a Mitzvah, we have Eim Avir Elimitzah, so we have to be Magdir, wherein lies the difference, and all these various Gedorim of Chazal. But on Kaponim, you have to guard the Matzah in an open of Zerizah, so never let it become Chametz for a second. Right, so some Sofer, even the Bechusim Shema'am, he says, the Minig Ben Medina Seinu, is that even the Amaratzim, everybody was incredibly meticulous and particular when it came to not being Messiah Das involved in the act of the Afiyas HaMatzahs, not to be Messiah Das 1 second, to always be preoccupied with that dough, to make sure that it wouldn't become Chametz. Writes the Sam Sofer, he writes this in his Hashmotus to Chumas Sam Sofer and Chosh Mishpat and Simakuf Tzari Vav. Number 196 writes from Moshe Sofer as follows. He says, Mayas was so makbid that from the moment we pour the Mayim Sholano and mix it into the Kemach, we take the water that was left overnight, we mix it into the flour, and from that moment we know it's got to be done within 18 minutes. Right? 18 minutes, it can't be. In fact, of Shechter, I was talking today about, I was talking on Shabbos, about the idea of 18 minutes. He says, somebody once called up, they heard that there were matzahs that were made in 13, 14 minutes. They don't want them. They said, no, we don't want 13, 14 minutes. We only want 18 minute matzahs. 18 chayes. Oh, they thought, hey, it has to be 18. It's got to be done within 18. 13 to 14 is even a hitter. Have people to know that. They say, oh, we want 18 minute matzahs. Abelor Pesach Kroman choked that he was invited to a bris, and he was told that the Baal Simcha, he says, I have to apologize from the very outset to Rabbi Kron. He says, I dominate another minion. He says, but the bris is going to be in this... And he says, I'm making the bris in another minion. Now, what I usually daven, because I usually daven in a minion that's very fast. He says, how fast? He says, we finish in 18 minutes. 18 minutes? That's a matzah minion. Hamamish, he says, that's not even a whole matzah. That's mamish crumbs. 18 minutes? How do you daven so fast? And the end of the day, the quicker the better when it comes to matzah. All right, so Sam Sofer, from the moment we poured the water into the kemah, he says, it was beis o gimel minutin. 2 or 3 minutes until we got the matzah into the oven, 2 or 3 minutes. So many achrayim, they see this hashmata and Sam Sofer's chuvas and chosh mishal kutzari bal, and many wonder how could that be. Practically, it's not shaykh in the matzias, and the olam hateva must be a tos. And when the Sam Sofer wrote in his hashmata kutzari bal and chosh mishal beizu gimel minutin, and really the Sam Sofer meant yud beizu yud gimel minutin. It's not shaykh to get it into 2 or 3 minutes. It must be that it's 12 or 13 minutes. We're writes the Shal Shuvas Dibur Yisrael Chelik Beis in Siman Kufay in Gimel. Alright, so Dibur Yisrael, and you see that if the Sam Sofer was so makbid, and you see how careful we have to be to make sure to ensure that the matzah is not going to be nischametz, it's not going to chametz. And he said, how do you explain how Sam Sofer was able to do it 2 or 3 minutes? Obviously, it's something at Salamayim Manateva. So, what exactly is the Hesber? And we have a fascinating Targiyona Siman Aziel in Parshas Bo. And we have a Pasuk Pasuk tells us, and they carried the botik, the dough, and before it became chametz, writes the Targum Yonason, here in Parshas Bo Yud Beis, Lamadalet, they carried it aloy rishayin on their heads before it became chametz, and it was cooked ayyaday, the heat of the sun. Azoy shtei Targum Yonason, was heat ayyaday, the sun, frick the maral. A halig of maral, a periklam of Gemurus Hashem. How can that be? The sun, his sun's going to take a lot longer than 18 minutes. Even in the middle of the Egyptian desert, however hot it's going to be, that's going to take a lot longer than 18 minutes to fry eggs. It'll take a lot longer than 18 minutes to turn the dough into matzah. So how did it now become chametz? Elazok the halig of maral. Because of Klai so left to Mitzrayim, they were lamaylam in Asman. And they will move from this man. They were living in an altogether different dimension, an altogether different realm. And they were mufka from almost Sogeis Man. And we discussed it. That's why the very first mitzvah they get as a nation, at the moment that they leave Mitzrayim, what's the first mitzvah given to Klai Yisrael? Chol Zalachem Rosh Chodoshim Dehainu. Alright, so if Gifter and Perkei Moed, you're lamaylam in Asman. You control the Zman as opposed to Mitzrayim. We know in their polytheistic system of conviction, they worship the sun way above the Nile and every other Egyptian god within their system of theology. They worshipped the sun that was called Ra. All the writers, James D. Long, all of the Exodus and Wrapping the Pharaohs, Breasted Giles, Vachulei, Accuracy, the Bible, Yedei, Avram, Shalom, Yehuda, Henry Frankfurt, Kingship and the Gods, they all echo that theme, and that they worship the sun. That's why Robert A. Levine writes in his book, A Geography of Time, who gave us the sundial? Ancient Egyptian society. Who were the first ones to give the world a solar calendar? Ancient Egyptians. They were also, by the way, the first ones to give the world an umbrella. Not an umbrella from the rain. It certainly didn't rain. In the desert, it was an umbrella from the extreme heat of the sun. Halamaisa, they worship the sun. It's all a society about the sun. Klai Yisrael, you're leaving Mitzrayim and their system of Avodah Zarah behind. What's the first mitzvah? You're not Tachas the Shemesh. Fakert, you're Lamaila from all Gidrei and Musoge Hasman. You control Zman. Writes to Maral. I like the Tanya of Zman. They could carry the Botzek on top of their heads. And indeed, perhaps he did Al Yaday the son. It takes a lot longer. There's no Musig Zman. It's Lamaila from Omosogi Zman. So what do you see? You see already that Bashas, it Sierras, Late us have from the moment of conception when they became a nation. What's the first thing the Eibushter gives them? A bailus over Zman, and highlights to them they live be'etzim in an altogether different realm, a different plane from everybody else in the world, and they are lamaylam in Azman. So why would this be? Lamaylam in Amokam L'chayra only came when we built the Mishkan. And then we experienced firsthand that Bechin of Omnitzvah from Mishtach and Revochit. And like we explained, Lamaylam in Amokam Alpi, the Gemara Megillah, Daf Yerim and Beis, the Mokam Aranina, Tzobis, Mokam Enam in Amida. And like Rabbaran Mishnah, Sabaran, Chelek, Alasim, Yer Gimel, Batsim, Uzan, Nes, Vitoch, Nes, how even Mechlal fit. That's when we had, how once we had a Mishkan, when we have a Beis of Mikdash, we experienced Lamaylam in Amokam. But what came first? What was the first a Madrega that the Eibushter showed Klai Yisrael? You're living on a different plane than everybody else. Before the Eibushter teaches them that they're Be'etzim, Lamaylam, and Amokom, above and beyond the realm of space, he teaches them first and foremost, that's Parshas Bo, that's the Shas Leidas in Yetziras Ha'am, and they're Lamaylam and Azman. So why would that one be first if he and his deity? It's very gishmak. Avad, it's going to be first. Why? Because what was Yetzias Mitzrayim? It was recreating Klai Yisrael. We see from the Nevi'im, it was a Leida Chadosha. And they came out together, Bria Chadosha Mamas, Sugis of Geirus, learned out from Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the subsequent Matan Taira. Bemachinas Gershon is Kaikon, Konchanola Dami again, it's Briskarov, Klichenda, Amaral, there's a lot to talk about. What exactly was the first step of the Geirus? What was the culmination of the Geirus? Al Koponim, when Klai Yisrael was coming out of Mitzrayim, it's Keilu a Mareches Acheres Legamri. They're living now in an altogether different plane, a different dimension. So let's go back to the history of the world. What was the first thing that God created? And writes the Sforno, writes the Gron, Adar Saliyo. And we know the Gemara Shono. We have Asor Mamoris Nivrolam, Mishnah Perkeles, Perkei Mishnah Aleph. Be Asor Mamoris Nivrolam. You only have 9 Vayomers. State the Gemara Shoshono. Abaratius Nami Maimerhu. So Abaratius was the first of the Asor Mamoris. What came into the world? Ayyadei Abaratius. Zok the Gron, Adar Saliyo. Zok the Sforno. You know what? what God created? Hangufa, Bereshis. Take a closer look at the word, a beginning. Until the Amish took Kala Yochel honored that word Bereshis, there was no Musik in the beginning. There was no beginning, there was no middle, there was no end of Zman. Avodazar, Testament Alf, Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin, Shis Alfi, Shon, Avi, Alma. Worlds of 6,000 years. When did that Musik of time come into play? Only when the Amish took Kala Yochel honored that word Bereshis. Until Bereshis, no Musik of Zman. Amish took his Havaya, Yurke, Vavke, Hayahoma, Yashabs, and Hayaman Alf, Alf, Mepsal. MS Chosum Shokarshmukhu is beyond the realm of time. By him, past, present, and future, all simultaneously occurring at every moment in time. And now that there's a voracious within the realm of Zaman, Al Yaday, like the Gron this morning explained, Al Yaday, a new realm of Zaman, called a beginning. Within that, Hashem created all of Hazi, gave us the world of Makom. Phineas Taiti, now it's very Gishma. The same way the Gron this morning are telling us the very first thing that came into the world. Before there was an actual Metzias of Olam Hazi, before there was any Musik of Makom, what was the first dimension that was born into the world? The first Indian that was introduced to Olam Hazeh, was Bereshis, the very first Maimon, which is the Musik of Zman. First came Zman within the dimension of time. Then the Ebesha created a Metzias of Olam Hazeh, created a world of Makom. Phineas Daiti, it's Yisitzrayim, it's what? It's reenacting the world all over again. Klai Yisrael is a new Ma'arecha. Within the larger Ma'areches Olam Hazeh, so today Yisrael says, before I highlight to them and to the world, that Klai Yisrael lives Lamaila from all Gidrei and Masogei Makom. First is their Lamaila Menazman. Lamaila Menazman, they could carry the Botzik on top of their heads like the Tanyunasin. The Maral tells us, Gevuras Perklam and Vav, they're Lamaila Menazman, you didn't have to worry about the 18 minutes. How does Klai Yisrael get formed as a nation, Chipozen, writes Rav Huner Bachar Yitzchak and Pesach Maimer Aleph. Chipozen was the Metzias of the nation. The same as Reza Makdimin in Ofen Prati, Ofen Klali. Klaiso leaves Bechipozen in a rush and haste. This Rezus. What's Rezus? Lamay Laman Azman, Marel, Nesiva Solom, Nesiva Torah, Perkid Zayin. Hawaii Mitzvah, Levyodacha, Tachmitzin, and don't let the Mitzvah come into Zman. You beat the Zman. You show that you live Lamay Laman Azman. Chav the Mitzvah before it descends into the confines and parameters of the world of Zman. So when is this Musik Lamaylam Zman introduced? At the moment we became an Am. And we mamish left Zrizus Bechipozim Yotzim Yimitzrayim. We left Bebechidus Lamaylam and Zman. We get a mitzvah Ata Mafilu Zayda Mezidim Mafilu Shoyim. You control Zman. Harishon Lechadshe Hashono. You're Lamaylam from almost Sogi Hazman. Mela, you can carry the botzik and don't worry about any 18 minutes. It's not going to become chometz. Once we understood and experienced Lamaylam and Azman, then we make the journey and then we get finally to building a Mishkan and we experience Lamaylam and Amokah within that realm and within that dimension of Lamaylam and Azman, an echo of the earlier Ma'aseh Bereishis, Shemizachar Siyata Nishmaya, to live Lamaylam and Azman above and beyond was Rizam Akdim and the Mitzvah, and to get a binyan by a Shlishi where we could see and experience Lamaylam and Amokah, Mehira V'Yameinu, a good night and a good tevach up ahead. Kaddish, please.